Hello guys, welcome to a new episode on the Love and Orgasms show. I'm your host, Roberta Bobby, and kama weni mgeni karibu sana. If you've been here for a while, thank you so much for coming back. I love that you guys are supporting me so much. Today, I wanted to do a story time whereby I just tell you guys a story. I realize that when I share my personal stories, you guys get to relate a bit more, and we end up finding solutions together, which is such a beautiful way for me to just deal with things sometimes. I love knowing siko peke yangu. I don't know. Sijui kama nile mentality ya high school ya nikipata pano na feel too poor. At least I'm not the only one who's getting the punishment. I'm a maths to keep at a 28%. At least I'm not the only one with 20s. I don't know. But so yeah, I wanted to tell you guys a story that I have never talked about, at least not with anyone outside of my circle. And I think it's taken me years to just deal with it and heal and reach a point where I can actually tell the story and laugh about it. Because trust me, if a little kind of happened, there was nothing funny about it. I really thought that was the darkest, one of the few years I've had in my life that just shattered me. So I want to talk about it, and hopefully you guys can get to share your stories as well with me. Please use the hashtag Love and Orgasms in case you write about anything or you want me to see. Just tag me and use the hashtag Love and Orgasms. What I want to talk about is abuse within relationships, and I mean romantic relationships. I'm also gonna do another topic on just to explain what abuse really is, and just to have a professional come on and talk to us about so many things to do with abuse and the different types of abuse. But today, first, I just want to do a story time where I'll share my stories, and if you guys are comfortable, I'd love you to share your stories with me as well. There's a feature to send me a voice message on the Anchor app. My social media, I link it in the description box. I just love to hear your stories as well. This story goes back to when I was dating someone a few years ago, and they put me through so much emotional and physical and to some extent sexual abuse. And because I was unaware, I wasn't even sure what I was going through. I didn't know what was happening to me, and the consequences of this were that I ended up falling into bad depression. But now I'm good. I know I talk about this, but I've never really told you guys the story. So hopefully, as I get to open up, we can talk about it a bit more, yeah? I've been very, very scared to open up because the first thing I always thought was, wow, what will people think of me? What will people say? What will people... But I realize that the more I talk about these things, the more I get to define sisters and brothers who relate, and we are able to deal with it better. So I stopped really giving a fuck too much about what other people will say, and I just decided to be happy in myself and do the things that make me the happiest. I also learned that abuse can happen to anybody. It doesn't matter your status, any type of status. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, how old you are. It's very easy to get manipulated by other people, especially if you're not grounded in yourself and if you do not love yourself enough and you do not have the confidence that you need. So there's been such a rise in abuse, in so many forms of abuse, especially during the COVID period. And you know, these things happen, but I just want to talk about it. I want to tell you guys my story. In case you haven't checked out the Love and Orgasms website, which is loveandorgasms.com, I think you really should, because I share a story about how a different type of ex tried to rape me not so long ago. And I also think that that helped me deal a lot with everything that I was going through, just being able to talk about it. And recently, FKA Twigs has been giving her story as well and just talking about what she's been through with Shia LaBeouf. And I think it's just, I don't know, that was just the incentive I needed to, you know, push me ahead and just tell me and just show me that it's okay to share my story. Oh, yeah. So I hope you guys will enjoy this story, and I hope you guys will learn something or two. And I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for always tuning into the Love and Orgasm Show. I didn't think that I would ever tell this story because it's been so many years since I last talked about it. I say so many years because I don't know, maybe my perception of time has just become so warped, because it's not really such a long time, but it's something I've buried deep, deep behind everything else, and I just chose to move on and to heal. But today, maybe this story will help someone else and they'll get, you know, what I love about my podcast, and actually the reason I started it, was because every time I share a story, I get so many comments about people relating to what I'm talking about, or people haven't gone through the same things I have. And it just gives me some sort of comfort, and it makes me feel very encouraged. And I hope you guys feel the same way in some sort of ways. So this goes back to 2016 when I met this guy. It was at some work thing, and we had been invited. When I look back, nasemanga tu iyo siku siningeka home juu nilienda kudu, but I'd say that was in some way the beginning of everything. It was like the day I decided what I wanted to do with my career. Yani, that's the day I set everything in stone, and I was like, this is what I'm gonna go for, because I had been recognized for my blog, and I had been called to this thing whereby I could tell people held me in very high regard for the kind of work I was doing. And so I was like, wow, okay, it feels very, very nice to be noticed for all the effort I had been putting in over, I think I had been writing for almost a year. It had been a few months. So I went to this thing, and I think it was my first serious meeting, and it had all sorts of people. There were so many. Izo si kwa kukwa na influencers bado, but most of the people in that meeting are influencers of some sort right now. Like they're doing so many big things for themselves. We were at the meeting, and then after that meeting ended, guys started mingling and stuff. So there was this guy who had been checking me out the whole time, and he was very, very nice. He was being sweet. He was being funny, trying to make jokes, trying to talk to me. And he knew me from before the meeting. I guess he'd seen me around, or he'd read my work, or he'd heard about me. When he came to talk to me, I was like, he's hot. He was very cute and very good looking. And he had dark skin, just the way I liked them. And he was very tall, and he was very kind. And that's something that drew me to him, because he was taking care of small things, like making sure I'm seated well, making sure I have food, making sure I'm just taken care of. He was being very, very friendly. So of course I noticed. And that day we ended up exchanging numbers and talking over the phone, blah, blah, blah. We went home. That's where my problems began. So we started texting. We would text very often, and of course in the middle of everything I started to like him, and he professed his feelings for me over time as well. We were just talking and getting to hang out. And then one time, I think a month later after that, he asked me out to some event. On that day, he asked me to be his girlfriend. It was something very romantic, something very sweet. We were at some rooftop, and he just held my hands, and he started, aki men. He started saying a lot of really sweet things, looking into my eyes, just telling me how it had been so wonderful for him. For these last few weeks, we'd been talking, and he had made up his mind. He's decided he wants to date me. And by date, I mean like be my boyfriend. So he asked me, and I said yes. That day I went home feeling so... nobody had ever asked me to be their girlfriend like that. I just thought it was so intentional, and I fell for it. As time went on, he would introduce me to his friends. And within a short time, we were almost together every day, because he lived very near my place, and we used to go to the office together. So we'd get shit done together. Most times, we were always together. Anyway, sinikakua girlfriend. we had already gone for our first vacation as a couple 2 months after that, after we started dating. Things were moving really, really fast. And the sex was so good. I was okay because he was treating me so nicely. During this time, hey, I get a call from some friend of mine. This friend of mine who calls me is friends with, what are we going to call this boyfriend of mine? Let's call him Brian. This friend of mine is friends with Brian's girlfriend. So she calls me to come to me as a woman for her friend. I hope mumeelewa hapo. And when they called me, you know, they were asking me weird questions and I was like, what? Brian can't be cheating on me. He's always with me. He loves me. He treats me nice. What do you mean? Where does he get time? So my friend tells me, you know, he never broke up with his girlfriend. Then all of a sudden, you guys are posting each other all over social media. You're proclaiming your love for each other. You're going on vacations. You're doing all these things. So I don't really understand. That day, when I got that call, my heart was beating so fast. But I decided I'm not going to make any decisions in a rush. So let me just call Brian first. And then maybe we can decide. So he was like, you know what, babe, just come over. Come over. Let's not talk about this over the phone. Come over to my place and I'll explain everything. You guys, I'm so glad I was released from the shackles of Luo Men. But anyway, I go to his house. He was at a friend's house that day. So he serves me a drink and we're just chilling. He explains everything to me and he tells me everything, you know, how the relationships overlapped. In that he was done with the girl, but he never really got to tell her. He was just a coward. He was scared. He just became the victim. And I was like, oh wow, okay, I'm really sorry, but I get it. I won't bring this other girl up, and I think maybe she's just hurt from how things ended. I totally understand that, but I don't appreciate your women reaching out to me to talk to me or coming to me as a woman. That shit, I don't like it. I think it's very stupid. It's shallow. I don't know. You guys should just handle your things without including me. And he was like, yeah, babe, you'll never hear of such things again. It's done. It's done. It's done. So that was the first red flag that I should have checked out for. But I was like, ah, I didn't even do a proper background check on this guy. I didn't ask a lot of questions. I think I was just infatuated and very excited about the kind of relationship I was in. It was my first time. I was happy. Sikutaka mashinda mingi mingi. Fast forward to Valentine's Day. Valentine's week, rather. So this is in November, December, January, February. So in Valentine's. Mimi, I'm such a sucker for love. I love everything about love. I love love. I love being treated nicely. I love spoiling people. I just love love. And I had made it very clear in this relationship. And so far, so good. He was treating me nicely. He was taking care of me. He was loving me. I was already thinking up ways to blow his mind for Valentine's. I was in uni at that time. My friend and I, that day, we decided that around 12th, 11th, the whole week, we were just gonna scout for gifts. So we would leave school early to go to malls and shops and stuff and just research, you know, what do our men like? What can we do? What can we get for them? Na saizo, mind you, nilikuwa second year ama first year. I didn't even have money like that, but I had good savings. Like, I'm such a good saver. So I was very willing to go into my pocket, into my bank account and just spoil him because I wanted to make this day so beautiful for him. We would, my friend, tulikuwa tuna trek, tulikuwa tunaingia shops, tunaambiwa sijui hizi vitu ni $100, $150. And the funny thing is that I was actually very, very much contemplating on purchasing all these things and getting them for him. I hadn't really made my decision yet. As of 13th, but I decided on the 14th, I knew what I was going to get. And I had just made my decision. I said, this is what I'm going to do for this guy. Ndafunga macho na nibaye hizi vitu. That week, Brian and I had been very shifty. His communication had started slowing down a bit. He wasn't very forthcoming about telling me where he is. And he had stopped coming. Remember, we used to go to work together, but he had stopped being consistent. These days I'd go alone, he wouldn't come to the office, and when I'd ask, he'd be like he's with his friends. So I'd be very understanding, you know, maybe the weekend would spill over and he'd be with his friends on the weekend. So maybe he'd cause her to come on Monday, Tuesday, and I'd be like, ah, it's okay. And then miss him to akufuatana namse, ati ulikuwa wapi, uko na nani, unafanya nini, nini, nini. I wasn't like that. As long as you just communicate the first time, I'm going to believe you and I'm going to trust you, and that's it. So I was very, very trusting in this relationship. So he tell me, niko na my boys, siji tuko siji wapi. Oh, Sidri, I'm just chilling with my... He'd even give his friends the phone to talk to me, just to be like, babe, you know, and a lot of lovey-dovey stuff. So once I'm in Yonesha mapenzi, I wasn't asking too many questions. I was just like, okay, yeah, I'll see you on Wednesday. So Valentine's was approaching and I had been asking him, do you have any plans? Because I needed to know, no, as he plans something, na mina plan something, alafu the clash, we have too many plans going on, just... a lot of things. So I was asking him and it didn't look like he had anything planned. So I was like, it's okay, I've got this. I'll do this for him this time. I'll make him feel loved. I'll make him feel special. I'll do it. My plans were going to be underway on that 14th. But when I woke up in the morning, zero texts. He used to text me every day, good morning, beautiful. But on that day, zero texts. Nikasema, maybe amelala, ama amelewa. I used to just keep giving excuses. I would see a lot of small red flags, but they weren't big enough for me to start asking questions. Na mimi nilikuwa busy. Sikuwa na time ya kuwa bothered na small things. So I would just take his word for it and I would think, oh, this guy is accountable. And it's okay. Ikafika, actually he was mteja. I tried calling him, he was mteja. Ikafika lunchtime, he was still mteja. Aliwasha simu in the evening, my heart was breaking, I had cried, my anxiety was off the roof. It was crazy because now I was thinking, is he okay? Has something horrible happened to him? Nini naweza kuwa imefanyika? I was really, really panicky, but not even thinking ati he's cheating. Ama hizo hazikuwa kwa akili yangu. I was just thinking, something must have happened because this guy, even when ako pabaya, he hits me up. I had a pretty solid relationship with his already, with his sisters, his mom, even his dad, kinda. So we would talk. So I would be able to call the mom, you know, and be like, you know, mom, wapi Brian, have you talked to him? Because I haven't seen him in like 3 days. I don't know if he's okay. I don't know. Nini, nini, nini. But nobody knew where he was. None of his friends would tell me. So I just didn't bother. Aliwasha simu jioni. And he was very apologetic. He was kind of dismissive, like, nisimulize maswali, atakuja tu kuexplain. But he was very apologetic and he was like, I know what this means to you. So I'm going to come home and we're going to talk about it. All my plans just went into the gutter. I had bought him stuff. It really broke my heart. The next week, my birthday is exactly a week away from Valentine's. My birthday is on 29th of February, which is a leap year. Sina birthday this year, but ni sawa tu, mi ufanya birthday yangu kila mwaka. And so for me, Valentine's is a big deal because it's like my birthday week. I love, napenda kuingia hiyo wiki tu nikifeel love, na nikikuwa at peace, nikikuwa... You know what I mean? I just want to feel loved and to give love the whole time. So that I started my week very, very badly. The next, the weekend that week, my birthday was coming on the next week. And over the weekend, he was working. So I showed up to support him at work. He was in the entertainment industry. I showed up to support him at work. And on that day, he was just different. He was so sweet. He apologized and I got to give him the gifts I got for him and he loved it. He was just happy. Natuka decide, iyo siku, let's just make this work. Let's just tulengeze mashida zote tumekuwa nazo so far and let's just start over. Guys, we were seated in the car and he was crying, holding my hand, telling me the way he loves me and his story, all those things. Anyway, fast forward to my birthday. So over my birthday, this guy, he went all out. This was the first time any man had done this for me. He took me to a very, very fancy dinner and he got me a lot of flowers. It was like a basket at a sijui. It was so heavy. Aungebeba mtu moja. He got me a very, very large. It's not even a bouquet. That was like a whole basket. So many beautiful white flowers. He got me gifts. He took me to a nice dinner. This time nilikuwa 19 ama 20. I think 19 ama 20. Nilikuwa tu katoi bado. So vitu ka hizo azijai happen in my life. Like even my parents, I don't come from a wealthy family. So even the place he'd taken me out to dinner, even my family have never eaten there. So you can imagine what I was feeling that day. Me hata my parents, my family, flowers ka hizo hata nilikuwa sijawahi baiwa. Nilikuwa too excited sana. And I was like, all the doubts I had, they've gone. Because this guy has reassured me. He really, for my birthday, he really went all out. And he made me so happy. And I got some bomber sex. He treated me so well. I was so happy that day. Hizo red flags tena nikazi push to the back of my mind. It reached a point where I was very, very comfortable. Actually, for the next about 2 months, the relationship was flourishing. It was doing so well. We were so happy. Fights zilikuwa, lakini haikuwa ati as bad. It was just, you know, the normal fights, the normal arguments, just normal shit. Nothing worth writing home about. I was actually very, very happy. And I was getting consistent dick, man. Eh, nilikuwa too excited. Fast forward to about 2 months after that, we go to some event. Ilikuwa concert ya Timaya. I'll never forget. On that day, okay, hizo siku, my bank account was, ilikuwa too, it wasn't as good as it is right now. Now when I look back is when I see like the progress I've made. What? The growth. My bank account wasn't as good as it is right now. Everything we used to do, him and I, and we were both young, so everything we used to do was mostly cost shared. But I started noticing that I would pay for most of the stuff. I'd pay for dates, I'd pay for dinners, I'd pay for gifts, I'd pay for stuff we do together, I'd pay even things like fare. Yani nilikuwa na ilikuwa inani drain, because me, all the money I would get, mostly my blog wasn't earning me as much money then, but everything I'd get, I'd save, and it wasn't that much. And my parents would give me like an allowance of like $10 a week. Na hiyo ni fare ya kwenda daystar the whole week. Hey, my friends were getting so much money, and I was just there. Mi lazima ni balance hiyo tao vile itatoshea fare na food every day from home to school, from home to school. So I was on a really, really tight budget, but I had to make it work. For this Timaya concert, of course, that mostly I funded, we go to the concert, we're having fun, we got a bit drunk, and then this guy... Actually, this is the day our problems... This is when I can confidently say this is where our problems started. So this guy wants to go to the washroom. No, he kept disappearing during the concert. But I wasn't giving a fuck. I was with my friends. I was drunk. I was happy. I was just having fun. He was like, baby, can you take me to the washroom? I took him to the washroom, and he was like, please hold my phone. Let me go inside and I'll be back out real quick. So as he's in the washroom, I get a call. Some girl is trying to call him. She calls and calls and calls, but I didn't pick his phone. Actually, I had never touched his phone. I had never gone through his phone ever. Hata sikukuwa nimewahi karibia, sikukuwa najua anything about his phone. I don't even think I knew his password. I can't remember very well, but I don't think I did. But no, he didn't have a password or something like that. So a text comes on and it says, I miss you. I miss you, baby. So normally, I miss you is good. It could be your friend. It could be your family. But I miss you, baby. Nika get curious. Nika fungwa yo message. Kuangalia hizo messages, these guys are talking like they're fucking. Or rather, like they're planning to fuck. Kulikuwa nama, I love you zmingi. I miss you zmingi. I enjoyed hanging out with you the other night. Sidri nini. Just a lot of bullshit. Hey, ushaisikia hati yako ikiingia kwa rectum. Na uwezi, ata sidri kuexplain your feeling. My heart just sunk. I wanted to cry, but I was very drunk. I felt so bad. My heart broke into a million pieces. I was so, 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 so broken. So broken. So he comes back out, and I was contemplating, do I act like I haven't checked his phone, or do I just ask him about it? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So I was shaking. I was very anxious. I was very, very scared. So he came out and he wants to hold me. He's like, baby, we can go back to the concert. Timaya atakuwa ameanza kuperform, bado ilikuwa hizo acts zingine. I was, okay, the thing with me is that I suck at pretending. My face will show you exactly how I feel. either my face or the next thing I say, the next thing that comes out of my mouth will be very, very horrible. So I was unable to pretend, and I asked him, who's this girl? I can't remember how he'd saved her. I don't think he'd saved her number. So I asked him, who's this? Ati, that's my friend. I was like, no, a message came. And I opened the messages because I saw baby and I just wanted to know. This guy gives you at me. Ati, why are you looking through my phone? That's not the issue at hand. We can discuss the breach of your privacy, but this message literally ingeared when I was holding your phone and it came up on the screen. So I need to know whether I had gone through your messages or not. Just the I miss you so much, baby. I think it was I miss your kisses, baby. Just that was enough for me to start being worried. So what's this about? Bro, this nigga denied. He started to tell me about CG. His boy was using his phone. CG, what. And I was getting more agitated because I could tell he was lying. I could tell. I could just see he was lying. And I asked him, bro, so you asked me to be your girlfriend. You did all that. You have been putting up with me for all these months just to cheat. You know, I'm not cheating. Una jumpy to conclusions. Let's talk about this after. Don't ruin the night. He kept gaslighting me and he kept making me think I was crazy. And that kept getting me more and more and more agitated. So, man, I was getting fired up with every lie. I was just, oh, fuck this nigga. He doesn't know what he's doing. This guy, I'm going to blow his head off. And then I told him, I'm asking you one last time. Who is this woman? And he said, I'm not telling you. I don't want to talk about that shit. And he started to walk away. Bro. So unfortunately, I'm not excusing anything, but unfortunately, I grew up in an environment where violence is the easier way to handle things. So when you want to pass across a message, you have to fight someone so that they get to understand what you're saying. Or at least that's how my parents treated me as I was growing up. So I don't know where this came from because I had never fought anyone before. I had never been in a fight. I had never hit anyone before. But I slapped him. I think that bruised his ego. It was a flimsy slap because I was drunk and I'm not as strong as him or as tall as he is, but I hit him. I'm the one who hit him first. Now, I admit it's wrong, but on that day, clearly, I couldn't see how that was wrong. Me, I was angry. This guy was lying to me. He's gaslighting me some more. I was going to bite his face off. So I think that's what just turned his switch off, and this guy turned around and rained blows on me. He beat me up. He beat me up. Iyo siku kwa event ilikuwa wapi? I think ilikuwa Race Course. Kulikuwa kumenyesha, kulikuwa na matope. Because I was even in boots. We were rolling in the mud like a bunch of pigs. And we were just rolling and fighting. And I was asking him, why the fuck are you cheating on me? Why are you cheating on me? We were fighting. And he was a bit known. He was a bit popular. So people who knew him were coming. Hey, oni brayo. And they were saving him from me when he was the one who was on top of me. Like, guys were pulling me up off under him and patting me. And he was there just supporting them, telling them, yeah, get her away from me. She's crazy. Get her away from me. She's crazy. And he tried to walk off. So I was like, this nigga. Anyway, I was like, okay, give me the money then. I need to go. I'm just going to go home because there's nothing I'm doing here. This is nishajipaka matope, nishafanya nini. I'm going to go. I'm leaving. I'm going home. He starts crying. This guy cried. He cried. He was crying while holding me, telling me he's sorry. He doesn't want me to break up with him. He doesn't understand what just happened, but he thinks we should talk. And he just wants us to solve so that we go home. Tunasikia tu uko timaya. Can I have a dance? Na sisi tuko huku hata tuwacha kiperform. Hiyo ni event moja hata singe. Mimi, there's so many times I wished I stayed home, but I ended up going for things. That's why anytime I second guess myself, like I just feel like wacha nisiende, I always stay home. These days I don't force issues because nikienda I always regret. Kama yu event ya Dracula. Do you guys remember the Dracula event? I should have really stayed home. But that's a story for another day. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna hear you out because I love you and I don't want us to break up, but what the fuck just happened? So I go to talk to him and he starts talking shit again and I walk away. So as I walk away, he pulls me back and he's like, you're my woman. You're gonna listen to me when I'm talking. So there's some sort of commotion where he's pulling me. I'm trying to walk away. Now, we've garnered a lot of attention. Guys are looking at us. We look crazy. Guys can recognize us from, I think, social media or I don't know. The bouncers notice that there's so much commotion around where we are. Si hao mabonsa walikuja wakatubeba juju. Mi hata sijui, nilibebwa, niliingizwa wedi. Unaona venye mse ubebwa kama ameinuliwa trouser di naingevi kwa haga. Na nikuwa nimevaa jeans. Ili ingia wedi, tulibebwa. And those bouncers really beat us up. They had rungus. They beat me up. They beat him up. And they removed us from the event. So we went outside. So we were outside. Nilikuwa nimechoka from all the fighting and all the drama. Because this had gone on for about an hour, 2 hours. I couldn't even tell the time. I didn't know shit. I had lost my... His phone was broken. I had lost my... Sijui simu yangu ni sim kadama nini likuwa imepotea. Yani, it was just so dramatic. So we went to the parking lot and we sat and we were just like, do you want to talk? And I was like, okay, yeah, let's talk. So we talked and I was like, I was telling him how, you know, I was crying and just shouting and telling him, I don't deserve this. Why do you treat me like this? But he's the one who wanted to talk and he was the one who was pulling me for us to solve this shit. But he started being dismissive and this shit pissed me off again. We ended up fighting again. Our friends wakatoka event, wakakuja kutu separate. Fast forward to home time. We went home at around 5 a.m., 6 a.m. He went to his house. I went to my house. He didn't have a phone. And there was no way for me to reach him. So when I got home, nilikuwa covered in matope mpaka kwa nywele. I just got home and showered. I had bruises all over my body from the bouncers beating me up. I had my face was swollen from him beating me up. So I just showered and I got into bed. I tried to sleep, but I couldn't. Because my head was in so much pain. I was in just so much pain all over my body. But I was like... I was so in love with this guy. Okay, I won't say... Looking back, I can't say in love. I'd say I liked him a lot. Like, I was so into him and I just didn't want this to end. But something told me in my head that I need to walk out of this relationship right now. The small red flags that I kept letting go, zilikuwa zimechangia mpaka zime morph into this huge monster and I couldn't control it anymore. I had never been in a relationship with someone who had hit me or tried to hurt me in any way, and this was very crazy to me. But it's something I grew up seeing a lot with my parents, so I kept excusing it. I was like, unajua, when a woman is disrespectful, maybe she needs to be hit. Izo ujinga tu mademu sema. Izo ndo vitu zilikuwa in my head. Like, when he hits you, that's not such a big thing. You know, men are like that. They get angrier than women, so it's something they can do. I was like, see, hata I'm the one who hit him first. So it doesn't matter. We can just let it go. Water under the bridge. But something else was telling me, pack his shit and be done. But I had his SIM card. So I took his SIM card and I put it in my phone. And WhatsApp yake tu ikaingia vizuri, Telegram, nini, vitu zake zikaingia. Alafu tulikuwa tuna, we had each other's passwords for things like Instagram, Facebook, email, shit like that. Because we used each other's computers and phones a lot. So it wasn't really a big issue. Not that we had each other's passwords ndio kusororana. Because I had never accessed his account without him, and I don't even think he had ever accessed my account. Even if he had, there was nothing to see right about that. So about him cheating on me and everything, I was so sad that day. But I was like, okay, maybe this needed to happen so that I can be done with him. By the way, I forgot to mention that day he actually took me home. He took me mpaka aka make sure nimefika home, alafu yendo akenda home. Because he lived about 20-10 minutes away from my place. So he took me home, then he went home himself. He packed all his shit. I packed all his things and took them to his house. I wanted closure. Hey, guys,
over the years I've realized there's no such thing as closure. Closure ni hakuna kitu ka closure in existati that you'll ever get from the other person. But then again, that's a topic for another day. So I kind of wanted closure and just to know, did he really love me? Why was he wasting my time? Was it just for sex? What was really happening? I felt like I needed to hear all these things from his mouth. But so all his stuff, kufika kwao nika knock, hakuna mtu alifungua. So I just threw his stuff over the gate and I left. As I was leaving his place, his mom calls me. And I just broke down on the phone. I started telling her, you know, mom, this is what your son has done. This is what we've been through the whole night. He beat me up, Nini. And the mom was like, come over. Let's talk about it. Come over. So I went to the mom's house. His mom and his dad were separated. His mom was so lovely. So I went over to his mom's house. We talked and she listened to me. She listened to everything I had to say. Akanisikiza. And the mom was just honest. She was like, how can a man hit you? Leave him. She advised me, by the way. She's like, I know he's my son and I know you have feelings and you like him, blah, 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 but just leave him. Leave him alone. Achana na yeye. And I was like, but mom, unajua, nini? And she was like, no, you can't let a man disrespect you. I don't care whether I gave birth to him or it's like, I should have listened to that woman because she was really looking out for me. And she told me, she kept saying, you remind me so much of myself. You remind me so much of myself when I was in a relationship with the dad, because the dad would treat me so badly and I would give so many excuses, but nah, I don't want you to have to go through the same thing. You need to walk out before you get pregnant or before marriage or before any serious thing. So you need to take care of yourself and just love yourself right now. But of course, I wasn't woke. I didn't know shit about self-esteem. I didn't know shit about confidence. I didn't love myself. The only thing I knew was that I had this relationship and I have to make it work. I have abandonment issues. Taki kuachwa. So lazima tu nibaki. Ishit. Iwak calls me happy. I told him I was at his mom's house. He's like, oh, when I woke up, I found you'd brought my stuff home and I can tell you're done with me, but can we talk? Can I just come over and we talk? And I was like, no, you know, me bringing your stuff over was me, it meant that I'm done. He begged. I was like, okay, fine, I'm at your mom's. And he came over to his mom's, by the way. So when he figured, we just talked. The mom was so, so, so sweet. She talked to him and he was so remorseful. He apologized. He said he was sorry and he said that he loved me. Aki, we were kids. I can't believe I was going through all this drama at CG 19. I'm at 20. What the fuck? I should have been at home. I don't know. What's all this clownery bullshit I was doing? And I need to know you're serious about it. So how about we call this number, yeah, this girl, so that we can hear what the deal is. I want you to tell this girl on your own that you have a girlfriend and you don't want anything to do with her. He was hesitant a bit, but he ended up confessing. He told us about the girl. He told us where he met her, when he met her. They've been talking. They've been hanging out and shit like that. And I think that's where he was on Valentine's Day. I don't know. I'm not sure, but, you know, you never know. So this girl picks up. She's so confused. She seemed like she was also being lied to because she said that Bran had told her that I was so obsessed with him. I was an obsessed ex that didn't want to move on. And I'm the one. That was another red flag. I was an obsessed ex. CG, what? And I was like, Brian, what do you mean I'm an ex? I've been your girlfriend for the last. Why are you lying to this girl? This girl kind of had an attitude. You know, this is my man, Nini. But I was like, Mr. Kidra Mayote, I just want to know the truth. I just want honesty. And I want to. Anakambeo msichana na nisikupate unapigia kijana wangu simu tena. To stop, it was just a waste of time because I should have just left it at leaving his stuff at his house and blocking him forever. That's what I do these days. I don't talk to someone after they disrespect me again. When I'm done, I'm done. And I thank God for the growth. But at that time, I didn't know any better. So beg, akani beg. By the way, tukarudiana. We fixed shit and we got back together. So that your story, Kaisha. We ever had a physical altercation was a few months later. So after that, the fight started becoming a bit more. We would fight a lot about money. We would fight about time. We would fight about attention. We would fight about his texts or him being unavailable when I needed him. He had just become this different person. And anytime I would try to leave him, he would beg. He would beg and cry and say, no, I'm sorry. I'm just going to fix things. But I wasn't really seeing anything getting better. The fights were getting worse. We would fight every week. Tulikuwa tunapendana Monday, Tuesday, by Wednesday, tusha fight. So tumekosana. He hangs out with his boys the whole weekend. It spills over. I don't see him again up to next Wednesday. We're in love again. And then we fight again the whole weekend. So I was always aware. Mpaka my friends used to joke, simtakosana to the weekend. So if you want to do something, do it this week. So even when I tell them stories about, we joke about, you know, I haven't got sex this week. And they'd be like, you better get sex today before mkosane Thursday, because new kosana Thursdays. It was just some fucked up shit. And I never used to see how toxic or horrible this shit was, because I always just kept staying. But sikukwa naona. So the second time we fought, we were at the club. I was with him and our friends were with us. And he was on his phone, and again I saw a message from some girl. He was telling some girl to send him money so he can buy a phone. So I was like, so now you're asking women for money? What's that about? I think that's just a friend. Like, I feel like that's a bit weird. If you need money, how about you just work for it, or you ask me to help in the way I can? I don't really appreciate you flirting with other women, asking them for money. He got so mad and he caused a scene. He started saying, "Ati, Mimi, I'm very disrespectful. I haven't learned to stop checking his messages." And he beat me up. I can't remember how the fight started, but he beat me up. He beat me up so badly that everything at the club ilistopishwa. Tukatoka inje, alinichapapo inje kwa stairs. He was kicking me on the floor. Our friends came to try and stop it. They got beaten as well. I was trying to talk to him. He's being dismissive. So after Shani Chapa, he starts to walk away. And I'm like, no, you're going to come back here. And this shit was so toxic. You're going to come back here and we're going to talk about it. Ni. I chased him out into the streets. We fought in the streets. Blah, blah, blah. Toxic. But I still didn't listen. Tuliendelea tu kukua pamoja. Time inasonga, up to now, the third time we ever fought. This was a bit crazy, but this is now the big story. So this, I told you guys we had been working together. So we had been okay, and then we had some gig to do on a Sunday, I guess. But after that day, I just felt like everything was off. I wasn't feeling in love anymore. I didn't feel like I wanted him. I felt like I was just settling. And you know, when something is not for you, you can feel it in your heart. No matter how much you try to sanitize it or make it look like it's okay and you can still do it. Nah, this one, I wasn't feeling it. So I have to break up with him. And by the time I went home, I had already made my decision. I'm breaking up with him. And I wake up in the morning tomorrow, I'm packing his shit again. Because again, tukatutu merudiana. So again, we had each other's things again. I was like, I'm packing his shit up again, taking it to his house. This time I didn't want closure. I just wanted to respectfully get the stuff that I had at his house that belonged to me and drop off his stuff and come back. I didn't even want for my mind to be changed, because I knew I had to make this decision. When I got to his house, I didn't even want to enter. He saw I had a bag full of his stuff, and I told him, you know, I just came to pick my stuff. Here's your things. Give mine to me and I'll be on my way. It was at 8 in the morning. Iyo siku hata siku lala. Ilifika hivi 6. Kama nisha amka, nimeoga, nimeva, niko ready. By 7:30 nikuwa nisha toka, and by 8 I was at his house. So when I got there, he was very insistent that I came into the house so that we could talk. He wanted us to have an amicable discussion and just decide. So nikaingia. akanimekia breakfast hata I think. I can't remember. And we were watching something on TV and we talked and talked and talked a bit. And then I just told him, I can't do this anymore. It was too much for me. I'm too young to be going through all these things and I just want out. Gosh, this guy used to do this thing where he would start crying and you would believe his tears. He cried again. He cried and I just sat there. I'm like, you know, I'm also hurting, but I have to make this decision. Okay, fine. If you really change, then show me your messages. Akanza, hizo stories za simu tu. I was like, na. Show me your phone. I want to see if there's messages from that girl that you've been talking to. So, your phone, then that gives me all the answers I need. So I'm just gonna walk away from this relationship. He begged. He was begging and grabbing me and trying to keep me in the house. So now I started getting a bit rowdy, you know, because now I was starting to get agitated and I started shouting at him, like, you need to let me go. Give me my stuff and I'm going. This boy, key and hides the key. Things in the, but again, he beat me up so bad. He was kicking me. He used to kick my head and he was really tall. So he beat me up so bad till I was backed up in a corner and he wouldn't stop. And the only way I could defend myself was there was a stool right next to me. So I managed to grab the stool and I was gonna throw it at him when he backed up and he moved to the side. He was like, no, don't hit me with the stool. So I managed to stand up while still holding the stool. I ran to the kitchen and I picked up a knife. And I ran back into the living room and I told him, if you don't give me my stuff and open the door that he had now locked with the key, I am going to scream. And he said, ata umefanya vizuri sana kutoka na hiyo kisu because auniachi. You're not breaking up with me. It's either wewe ukufe ama mimi nikufe. Afadhali iishe hivyo kuliko uniache. You're not breaking up with me. So I knew the shit was going to get crazy. I begged him. At this time, I was crying. I was begging him to just give me my stuff and he refused. So you're not going to leave me. You're never going to leave me. Utaona. So he starts screaming like a madman and then he takes the key and he opens the door and he runs out of the house. He locks me inside with the key. He locked me inside. So I sat in there looking at the house. The house was, everything was torn. The furniture was moved around. The carpet was everywhere. Vitu zilikuwa zimeanguka. It was so much commotion in the house as he was beating me up. Crazy ass shit. So holding the knife, I was not going to hit him, but you see, in such a heated situation, you can never know how things will go. You can never know where your anger will drive you. And looking back, that's some fucked up shit. I cannot believe I had turned into this person who was now having to hold a knife. I took this time to pick up my stuff. I was packing my things and I was waiting for him to come and open so that I can leave. This guy comes back with cops. Yes, alienda kunitia makarao. So makarao amekuja wapi yoyo muzi. I don't know how to impersonate accents, but wapi hiyo misichana in the Kale accent. Nini. And they've come with the handcuffs. They want to put me in cuffs. So he had gone to the cops to change the story to say that I tried to kill him and I'm crazy and I just came out of nowhere. I came to his house to fight him and I tried to kill him with a knife, so he needs me locked up. And so this guy's like, Twende station. There was a police post not very far from his place. So he's like, Twende station, let's go there. We'll talk about everything over there and then we'll get to see, we'll get to understand. So we go to the station and as we're there, they ask us the story. So I narrate the story in between my tears. And he's like, msichana, the men were like, you're lying, unadangana. Na hata kama ako na wasichana wengine, shida iko wapi? Shida ni gani? Mwanamume ako, amekubaliwa kukua na wasichana wale wote anataka. Amekubaliwa kulala na wale watu wote anataka. And I was telling the cops, I really don't have a problem with him sleeping around. I need him to leave me alone. I wanted a breakup. I don't want to be with him. And he's angry at me because I'm breaking up with him. Hapana msichana, hauwezi wacha mwanaume yako nini. Just some misogynistic type shit. They refused to believe my story and they went with the story. So they're like, unajua ule amekuja kucomplain, ndo wako right. So msichana utatoa kisijui kiatu nini nini. But there was a female cop over there who kinda, she didn't really butt in, but she was arrested. Because she was saying, you know, I don't think this is worth it for her to come in. This is a domestic dispute. Like, they can just settle it at home. I was like, no, I don't want to go home with him. I don't feel safe going back to the house with him. If somebody could please escort me. Because if you guys had the time to actually walk all the way here to check up on this, surely you guys will not let me go back to that house alone with him. They listened to his story. They were going to let walikuwa wame decide nilale ndani up until Brian was like, ah, it's okay, nime change mind. Ndenda tu home na yeye achukue vitu zake. I'll never forget that day because the cops were laughing at me. I had bruises all over my body. I was hurt. I was in so much pain. I was even limping. I was limping. I couldn't walk. But they were laughing at me and telling me how stupid I am. How stupid I am for going through my man's phone. Etc. They were just making jokes about it. So how that day ended was, we went back to the house and I took my stuff. Brian took me home. Bro. Brian took me home. And I even made him lunch. I feel so bad because I don't want women to go through this same bullshit I'm going through. But anyway, I took him home and my dad was in the house. He could tell I was in pain, but I was trying so hard not to limp. And I think my dad just chose not to ask me any questions. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he couldn't see because I was pretending and smiling and laughing with Brian. But I had come with Brian because Brian had brought me home because I couldn't even walk on my own. And I had to go to class. Right after that, I had an evening class right after that. Tukamaliza, and when we were leaving the house, because we left together, when we were leaving the house, I just told him, Bran, I can't do this anymore. Today was just the last of it. I can't date you anymore. I just feel like we need to break up. And Bran was like, no, we can still fix this because I'm still in love with you. Let's just talk about it. You go for class, and when you're out of class, I'll take you out. I'll take you out to a nice dinner. We can fix this. Please. So nikienda ta class, nilikuwa na some hope because he was very, you know, I love you, I want to work on this. But deep down, I knew that this relationship had ended and everything was over. So as I was in class, actually that class ya hiyo siku, they were playing this movie. I can't remember ni movie gani, lakini ni movie flani ya Tyler Perry, and it was a movie about, the movie fit so much in what I was going through, the situation I was going through. I can't remember the title of the movie, but this girl had a husband and the husband was cheating with the mistress, and the mistress would call to, you know, count you as a woman, and it was just so much drama. But the ending in the movie was that they saved their marriage and they got back together and they fixed things and everything worked out. You know, he had lost his job, his money, his what, but he came back to his wife in the end and wakarudiana. So as I was watching the movie, I was like, is this a sign? Is this a sign, like, after all the drama and everything, I shall just let it slide and fix things and work on this relationship with him? After 5 minutes, azikuisha, iyo movie, ikienda hivi kuisha, I get a call from my friend. Hi, Bobby, how are you? Uko wapi? Nikawaambia niko class. Ati, okay, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but are you somewhere you can talk? I'm like, okay. Your boyfriend is here with this girl. I'm like, what do you mean? Describe her. Bro, they described the girl that this nigga was cheating on me with around the time for the Timaya concert. So I'm like, are you sure? But he told me they're just friends. The way they were holding each other and touching each other, I don't think that's a friendship. They really look comfortable and they look so in love. So I get out of class and to pick these calls. And a few minutes later, another friend of mine calls me. Like, where's your boyfriend? I've just been told he's here. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, he's here. I've also seen him. And
he's doing this. I was like, what? There's no way two of my friends have seen him. It's so crazy to me. I call him, he doesn't pick. He finally picks up and he's like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, okay, my class is over. You said I should wait. I should meet up with you later for dinner because you wanted to talk about everything. He's like, I've decided let's not do dinner today. I'll take you out on the dinner tomorrow. So today, let's just let the steam off over everything that has happened. Let's meet tomorrow and talk. And I'm like, what do you mean? But I left you in town. I was supposed to come back to town so that we can, you know, talk and go home together. It's like, I don't think I'm going home today. I just need to be with my friends so that I can cool off, blah, blah, blah. Bullshit to mob. And then I told him, you know, you're still lying. And my friends have called me to tell me you're here, doing this. He couldn't even tell me shit. This guy, Alini Zimia Simo. Do you know how, if there's something I hate is when someone hangs up on me or when someone switches off their phone or when they don't pick their, okay, not picking their calls, not as much, but those two. I was so broken, but I just decided to go home. That day I cried. But that was the last and third time he called me. Okay, guys, this story goes on and on and on. Like, there's so many other things that happened after this. But I think I'll tell you those stories maybe in another topic or in another episode if it comes up. But I just wanted to show you guys a timeline of how I used to normalize bullshit. I had no sense of self-worth. I didn't like myself. I didn't love myself as much as I should have. Sikukuwa na jipenda. And that was what made me stay in a fucked up relationship despite me seeing all these red flags. You know, there was so much emotional abuse that eventually led me into falling into depression. And that was the darkest time in my life because I lost everything. I lost my job. I quit school. I lost my money. Being in a relationship with this guy had already made me bankrupt because I would do everything. I would pay for everything. And I didn't have that much money. So pesa zangu zote zikaisha. And I would spend my money on him. You know, just so many fucked up things. And so I had nothing. I lost everything. Everything. I went from being such a confident girl who knew her worth and was doing so well to somebody who had no confidence to even... I felt very ugly. Because why was he picking other women over me? Why was I constantly in a fight with other women over me? And these women would really respect me because they'd call me to talk shit. They'd troll me on social media, consistently attack me on Twitter, talk shit about me. And the worst part is that all our mutual friends, they knew about this other girl. They knew that he was always in her house. He was always with her. And nobody told me anything. Guys just used to laugh with me and laugh with her. Guys would hang out with me and hang out with her. It was just, and I don't mean just the boys. I mean even the girls. Like even my friends who were his friends knew about it and nobody told me shit. So I was going through so many things that reduced me and made me hate myself. I had a lot of work to do. I had a lot of work to do to get myself out of where I was. But guys, I think either I'll have to do a part two. But if you have any questions for me so far, please send them in. Use the hashtag love and orgasms. Hashtag love and orgasms, especially on Twitter. I'd love to see your questions. I'd love to see what you guys are saying about the podcast. And I'm just sharing this story so that, I know I said this before, but I just want you guys to understand that this shit can happen to literally anybody. Like the other day I shared on my